Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
RonKellyShow.com, and yes, indeed, I am the man. Appreciate everybody who's watching, listening, perusing the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com, RonKellyShow.com, Facebook Live, on my Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, and right now on the YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Get on over there and subscribe to the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. It's free. Because I know times are hard right now, but but to subscribe to the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is absolutely 100% free. All right, thank you, everybody. Welcome on a scorching 90-degree day. But you know what? We was begging for this in December when it was, you know, 20 below. Well, you know what? We didn't really have a bad winter, though, last year. We didn't have a bad winter coming into 2020. But we have a bad situation right now with the coronavirus that's coming back in certain areas, you know. But thank God here in the New York metropolitan area, the positivity rate is only 1%. So we appreciate that. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you who are not sick or haven't been sick, thank the Lord for bringing you through. I definitely thank you for bringing me through. Okay, I can't see nothing, so I got to take these glasses. I thought I had a black eye in you. Not a chance. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's a welcome to Gail Carney, who's about to put it around on McCready, my fourth grade, my fourth grade classmate. I can't believe he remembers that. And shout out to Rosalind and Chrissy, who's watching the program. All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome. It is scorching out there, 90 degrees today. But you know what? I can live with it. I can live with it. As I said earlier, the Ron Kelly Show is broadcasting live on the YouTube channel. So if you ain't got Facebook, and you're not a Facebooker. Because I know a lot of people who are not Facebookers. They don't want to be bothered with it. So, you know, if you're not a Facebooker, you can go on the YouTube. If you're a YouTuber, you can go on the YouTube and you can check out the Ron Kelly Show. Okay. So Elijah McClain. How did Elijah McClain get past us? How did Elijah McClain get past us? You know Elijah McClain, the young man who was killed by the police in rural Colorado. You see, that's the new thing now. That's the new thing. You know, because it used to be, the thing used to be you resemble a suspect we're looking for. That's the thing. That's what it used to be because, you know, you never found out what that suspect looked like. You know, so you get stopped by the police. Oh, you resemble a suspect, or your car is the same as somebody we're looking for. But you never get a chance to see that car, and you never get a chance to see the person who you're supposed to resemble. You never do. So now the new thing is suspicious. It's a suspicious-looking character. So the new thing about black men, in particular, you're a suspicious-looking character. So this is what happened. In the Elijah McClain case, the Aurora police stopped this young man, 21 years old. And this happened in April of last year. I mean, I don't know how this went under the radar. I just don't get it. How this with Elijah McClain, how this went under the radar. I just don't, because this happened in April, and we are now, this happened in April of 2019 from what I have read, and we are now in July of 2020, so more than a year has passed since, and we didn't even know who Elijah McClain was until recently. Thank you, Gail Carnegie. We didn't even know who Elijah McClain was until this year when the George Floyd and the Breonna Taylor and all the other stuff came up. So this case by Aurora PD, now you know what happens. It was investigated by the police, and the district attorney in that area in Aurora, Colorado, decided that he wasn't going to press up. This is what happens all the time. They do a phony investigation, and then they turn around and say, we decided not to press charges against the officers. See, but this one changed though now. This has changed because the governor of Colorado, he's a white man, you know, governor of Colorado decided that he wanted to reopen this case. So the case has been reopened, Elijah McClain. There's a brand new investigation going on. The FBI is involved, and they're trying to determine if any civil rights were violated. Now, this young man, Elijah McClain, was on his way home, went and bought some iced tea for his brother, I believe it was, and he was on his way home. Now, someone called the police in Aurora, Colorado, and said they saw a suspicious man. See, that's the thing now. A black man is suspicious all the time. So somebody called the Aurora, Colorado police and said, hey, this is a suspicious guy walking around. He might be all right. We don't know, but he looks suspicious because he had one of those masks on his head. So they decided, somebody called the police and decided that he was suspicious. So when they tried to stop him, you know, he resisted. And in that hit that resistance, which you're allowed to resist. I mean, it shouldn't be a death sentence. He resisted, and as a result, what happened was the officers used a chokehold on him. And then the paramedics injected him with ketamine. I mean, would you give me a break? They injected him with ketamine to subdue him. Now, it wasn't enough, so they couldn't hold him down. Little skinny little guy, about 105 pounds. So the paramedics injected him with ketamine to subdue him. And when they injected him with the ketamine, he went into cardiac arrest that led to a loss of blood flow to the brain, and he died 3 days later. You see, when black men are confronting police it shouldn't wind up as death. It shouldn't wind up as death. Now, how in the hell, ketamine is something that's, you know, that they give to horses. So why would they give it to this young man? So Elijah McClain, after it was brushed under the rug by the DA in Aurora, Colorado, has been picked back up. The governor has asked for investigation. And the governor has asked for investigation. And the mayor is also asking for another investigation because this is crazy. Now, here's the kicker. Now, one of the three Aurora police officers who was involved in taking pictures, took pictures that reenacted the chokehold used on Elijah McClain. He has resigned. He took pictures and he reenacted the chokehold that was used on Elijah McClain, and now he has resigned. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This guy, Jaron Jones, who was hired just 2 or 3 years ago, gave his resignation because he took a picture of him reenacting the chokehold that he put on this young man. Just absolutely unbelievable. So now do we have to watch out for the you resemble somebody else now as you look suspicious. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable. So I got an email I'm like sweating like crazy. I got an email from a lady from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She was a Trump supporter. Trump supporters listen to the show too. I got an email from a lady from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She was a Trump supporter. And she made it very interesting. She wasn't angry, and, you know, she wasn't like most Trump supporters are. She was very cool. She made it. I read her email, and I get what she said. I get what she said. I'll share it with all of y'all, with you guys, in just a few minutes. But yeah, so we got a lot going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. We still have the coronavirus. The marches are still taking place. New York City cut $1 billion off of their budget, and it wasn't enough for the people that are over there right now, because they are still in it. They are still protesting. They are still asking for more. So let me go with this. Let me transition to this. Now, you know, there's a big move going on about having statues moved, statues of Confederates, you know, Robert E. Lee, you know, some of these other people. And people are, you know, going around moving statues. And me personally, I don't really care about a statue. They can leave the statues there. It really doesn't, I really don't care about that. You know, I care more about there being some movement in the judicial system. I care more about our people not getting out of jail after 35 years because, you know, because they couldn't afford to have a DNA done. The DNA costs about $4,000 or $5,000, you know. So that's what I have a problem with. I don't necessarily have a problem with the statues, but you can't take back what has happened. You can't rewind and go back to, you know, the days before slavery. I don't think there were any days before slavery, but I don't think that, you know, with the moving the statues, removing the statues, taking the statues out. Me personally, I really don't give a damn about a statue. You know, I want movement. I want change. I want something. I want the police department to be reimagined. I want some changes in the justice system where black folks don't wind up underneath the jail for misdemeanors. That's what I want. So I really don't care about the statues. And I want everybody who's watching, listening to the program, you know, all you have to do is just, if you want to have something to say, you can just put it down on the feed, on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook feed. Whew, all right, we'll take a quick break. It's hot in here. I'll take a quick break. If I fall out, somebody call 911. Take a quick break. We'll call right back. Come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, RonKellyShow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Just about 20-something minutes, 17 minutes at the hour of 7 o'clock. Man, it is like storm. It is like sweltering outside, 90-plus degrees at 7 o'clock in the evening. So, you know, but feeling good. Looking forward to the July 4th holiday weekend. Feeling good. Got a nice little 3-day weekend coming up, so get a chance to sleep and, you know, recuperate from all of this that's going on. Anyway, I mean, and I'm tired of, you know, I know some of y'all are tired. I'm tired of this COVID-19 crap, too. I know a lot of y'all are tired, too. I mean, I'm not so tired to the point where I'm just going to go out and do what I want to do and try, but I'm tired of this COVID-19 and stuff. I'm tired of staying in the house. I'm tired of being told where I can go and what I can do and what's open and what's not. I'm tired. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm like exhausted with this stuff, and they need to find a cure, a treatment, a vaccine, or something real soon, because people are going crazy out there. I mean, people are actually like going nuts. Divorces are up and babies are down. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Divorces are up because people are getting, because you got to stay in the house around. Now you get really, you're getting familiar with that person that you've been avoiding all these years. You know, you get home, take a shower, run out, you know, and hit the streets, cigar lounge, bars, you know, what places to hook up at. Now there's no hookup places, you got to stay in the house. So a lot of couples are finding out who they're really dealing with. And the divorces are up substantially right now since the COVID virus begins. Divorces are up, and people are not having as many babies as they used to. So I put a question on Facebook earlier to the women about what are the five top things, or the top five things, I should say, that women look for. And, you know, I don't do the relationship stuff. That's not my speed. That's not my style. I don't do that type of radio. You know, I don't have time for it. But I asked the question of the women, what are the top five things that that women look for when they're getting ready to date a man? Or what are the top five things they look for in a man? Like, let's say somebody that they might be considering to be in a relationship with. I put that on the I put that on my other Facebook page. So what happened? Oh, come on. Yeah, so what happened was I got a lot of different responses, and I'll address that a little bit later on in the show, because it's not about always about what you want. It's, sometimes it's about what you're willing to do. So I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But yeah, we still got things going on. We still have the Black Lives Matter. We still have Trump and his nonsense, you know. But I want to get to this email that this lady sent me, a lady from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who is a Trump supporter. Now the lady said that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to read her the email verbatim because it was kind of long, but she, basically what she said was that when Trump said white power, everybody, you know, lost it when Trump said white power. But what she said was black people say black power all the time. And, you know, she, and what she was saying was if you had white people's television, like BET, like WET, white entertainment television, white news, just for white people, you know, no white people buy things from black people, et cetera, et cetera. She said that people would be up in arms over something like that. If white people came out and you know what I'm saying? If white people had white TV, well, I mean, you know, and most of the TV is paid for white people because the boxes are in their houses. But what she said was that if they did the same thing we did, if they had white entertainment television, instead of BET, they got WET. Instead of, you know, because we say black power, they say white power, everybody loses. If we say black power, nobody says anything. And she made a good point. You know, I have to say that the lady made a good point. You know, not that I necessarily subscribe to it or agree with it, but she, you know, I have to admit she made a good point, because if white people had white entertainment television, we'd be bouncing off the walls. If we had stuff, if we said, okay, we're going to, all white people, don't buy nothing from black people for this day. We're going to have a whiteout. Black people would be going completely off. You know what I'm saying? So she made a good hope. She's listening to the program right now. She asked that I wouldn't identify her, but I hope she's listening to the program right now. And you know, and you made a good point. You definitely made a good point. A lady from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She made a good point, because if white people did that, if they, like when Trump played the video and the man said white power, everybody lost it. It was all on the news. It was all over the place, you know. But if we say black power all the time, we say let's have a blackout. We're not going to buy nothing from white people all the time. And she said if they did it, it would be hell to pay. And she's right. So the lady had a point. In any case, she did have a point. Thank you for the email. And you can send your email, rkellytalk@aol.com or the ronkellyshow.com. ronkellyshow@gmail.com, I should say. The ronkellyshow@gmail.com. rkellytalk@aol.com. Those are the two email addresses that you can send your emails to. All right, man, I'm just absolutely melting. All right, it's time for another break. I need some water. It's time to take a break because I'm like dying here. I'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V, LLC.
No, they are not. All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com, also on the YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. And as everybody who's watching, who supports me, the 4,000 or so, nearly 5,000 folks who support the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook and on Twitter. Well, there's not that many on Twitter, but you get the point. Subscribe to the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. It doesn't cost anything. And I say in advance that I appreciate your support. Okay. Shout out to Sandra Joy Jones. It says there was a young black man who they say committed suicide this past Sunday at Lewis Morris Park. A lot of suicides by hanging lately. My heart is breaking. His dad is a reverend. You see, thank you, Sandra Joy Jones. See, black people don't commit suicide. Black people rarely commit suicides. You know why? Because we've been through so much crap that nothing else. And, you know, we're ready. We've been through so much that we are ready. So black people, matter of fact, let me just pull that up. Black suicides. Because I wasn't planning on talking about this, but thank you for that, Sandra Joy Jones. Because black people don't commit suicide. And they're saying that these hangings, the police are saying that the deaths of black people by hanging are suicides. Many black people are also sure. Now, black people don't commit suicide. Black people do not commit suicide. I mean, we do, but if we did, why would we hang ourselves? I mean, you know, why would a black person hang themselves? Now, the American Association of Suicidology reports that firearms are the predominant method of suicide amongst African Americans, as they are for the nation overall, regardless of sex or age, followed by suffocation by plastic bags or gas inhalation. So that's what they're saying. It is very uncommon for young black men to commit suicide, let alone by hanging, says Raymond Winbush, a psychologist for the last 44 years, who has treated hundreds of black men and boys and is the director of the Morgan State University's Institute for Urban Research. So it is quite difficult for many black folks to believe that black people are choosing to hang themselves by the neck in public from trees while the fire of racial politics continues to blaze. See, I don't believe that for a second. Now, Here's a couple of incidents that happened before the protests began. Kenya Robinson, the mother of T.T. Gully, 31, a trans woman who was found hanging from a tree in Portland, Oregon on May 27, 2019, said she believes that T.T. was murdered. She says the Portland police didn't ask any questions about T.T.'s death and have treated her concerns with, you know, indifference. In other words, like they're just saying, you don't care. You know, the families of Malcolm Harsh and Robert Fuller, who were found hanging from trees in Southern California within 10 days and 50 miles of each other, are also denying police claims that the deaths were suicide. Gee, black folks don't commit suicide, especially not by hanging themselves from a tree. Okay, so shout out to Ronald McCready, who says, we say black power to show unity. White people say white power and start killing. Well, you do have a point there. I mean, I was just putting it out there, what the lady said. And she did have a point. Because if white people, like when that white man said white power, everybody lost it. If white people had a channel just for them, like BET is supposed to be just for us. So white people had a channel just for them. I mean, where they stated, I mean, a lot of the channels are just for them. But if they had a channel that was specifically just for them, like white entertainment television, we would lose it. We would all lose it. We'd be all over the place. We would lose it. So she did have a point. You know, she did have a point. She gets a retort, right? When you talk about Black Lives Matter, see, it doesn't mean that only Black Lives Matter. Nobody says that. It doesn't mean that only Black Lives Matter. You know, that's what the retort is from white folks who are different to black people, say, well, all lives matter, or blue lives matter to support police, or some other nonsense. So this is the retort from white people who are antithetical toward black folks. And they say, well, all lives matter, blue lives matter. You see, this is the response that you're going to get, because people... that's a response that you're going to get from some white people, that all lives matter. That's the response. So nobody thinks that, you know, and I said in my video the other day, you know, I don't want to get rid of the police. Who wants to get rid of the police? They don't want to get rid of the police. No. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? You know, who wants to get rid of the police? As I said in my video that I put out the other few days ago, that the police should be repurposed, that they should be sent only to situations that fit the description for a police response. Because if a mother calls up and says her son is flipping out and he takes Ritalin or whatever, and he's flipping, no, you don't send the police there for that. You don't send the police for that. You send a social worker, you send a psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist, maybe with the police, and let that person do their best to talk this person down. Because all the police know is protect themselves, shoot, and ask questions later. So the police should be repurposed, where instead of sending the police for every situation, they should send a social worker, somebody else. Just like when you're talking about domestic violence, for example. Now, domestic violence calls are the ones where police get killed more than any other call. Police officers get killed responding to domestic violence situations than any other situation they respond to. So maybe it's time to stop sending them, because when you send them, you know, three times out of ten, when you send the police to a domestic violence situation, they wind up getting killed. So maybe you shouldn't send them. Maybe you should send a marriage counselor, a social worker. If the people have a history of attending church, maybe you send somebody from their church. But it's not always necessary to send the police, because when you send the police with a person who's has mental issues, usually wind up with the police killing the person with the mental issues. So the police should be repurposed. They shouldn't be eliminated. No, I don't believe that. Okay, so Shout out to Ronald McCready, who says TV has been white from the very start. That's why cable had BET to show more black shows. Well, actually, Robert Johnson created it and sold it to the sold it to the white man for $1 billion and shuffled off to Buffalo. Sold it to Viacom, white enterprise. They sold the station for $1 billion. So BET, the BET you watch today is all about white people. Or there may be some black people running it, but what black people don't own it, you know. So shout out to Linda Lombroso, who says what we need to watch the mail in voting not going well for an honest count. Folks need to go to the polls to defeat 45. 45, for everybody who doesn't know, is Donald Trump. So hopefully by the time November rolls around, because this is July right now, so November is in 3 months. So hopefully by the time November rolls around, well, 4 months, well, yeah, because you got the rest of July, August, September, October. Yeah, so another 4 months or so. Hopefully by then people will be able to vote. Because why can't people just vote? I mean, you know, you can do it in alphabetical order or do it staggered to vote, you know, where people can come in and they can vote. Start the voting early. Start it before November, whatever. Get it done, because we can't let Trump sit in there another year. So that's the situation. It's 25 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. You listen to the Ron Kelly Show. And I'm just like absolutely melting. And it's on Blog Talk. My hair is wet. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Yeah, so black folks don't commit suicide. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Black folks don't commit suicide. I mean, maybe we do, but not under those circumstances. Why are you going to hang yourself? You know, and out in the open, in public. It just happens that nobody was around at that time. So we don't do that. We don't do that. So Breonna Taylor, it's 100 plus days that Breonna Taylor was killed in her household, and there's been no movement. The police chief got fired. That was one thing, but he was ready to retire in a month anyway. So what was that? There was no punishment. Now, I think that one of the police officers got fired. One of the police officers in the Breonna Taylor situation got fired. One of them. Yeah, one police officer was fired just a few days ago. This guy was what was his name? It's in here somewhere. I'll find it. He was.
I don't know what is happening. Somebody.
He was fine. So, but then there's still two people left who didn't get fired. Brett Hankinson, Detective Brett Hankinson, was informed in a letter signed by the police chief that his employment with the department is terminated effective immediately. Now. You know, now the Democrats are trying to put together a police reform bill where cops can't just walk off to another precinct and get a job, because that's what's been happening. The police, they get fired from one job. The man who killed Philando Castillo got another job. Many of those police officers who got fired walked down the block and got a job at another police department. Now, the Democrats, what they're trying to do is set up a database where before a police officer is rehired somewhere else, the database, whatever information as far as what he did, you know, what he did to break the law, whatever it was, would be in the database. This way the police department would know what this person did before they hire him. Because most people, you know, when they hire the police, they just, oh, come on, you know, whatever. And they don't look to see what happened with this police officer. You know, so the Democrats are trying to the Democrats are trying to set up a database. See, none of this stuff that the Democrats are trying to do is not is going to pass until Trump is out. Because, you know, the Mitch McConnell is not going to let this stuff come up for a vote. And so Trump has to get out. Shout out to Albert Baker, my brother. Love you, man. Yeah, so Trump has to be out before any of this stuff can take place. Because there's not going to be, I mean, now Breonna Taylor, Breonna's law went through because it was just in the Louisville, Kentucky area. The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department are no longer able to get no-knock warrants, but only for Louisville. So the federal government, you know, is resistant because Trump says he's got to protect the police. The police are his friends. You know, this is the same president who told police officers to bump your head on the top of the guy, bump his head on the top of the roof. You know how they, well, I don't know, but seen on TV how they put your head in the car. And Trump was like, well, go ahead, bump his head. Don't worry about it. So that's the thing. Now, Trump has to go, and then some of these police reforms will go through. Trump has to go first, you know. But I don't understand how, you know, and I want to get back to Elijah McClain. I mean, y'all look this guy up. I'm like, how did this happen? How did Elijah McClain's death get past us? With all of us, maybe because we were caught up with the George Floyd situation, Breonna Taylor, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, who's those three men who killed him were indicted the other day. So, you know, we got a couple of things going on here. We got a little bit of progress going on, but, you know, I mean, like, don't hold your breath. Okay. All right. Let me take one more break. And yep, it's exactly on time. We'll take one more break and I'll come back and I'll wrap up this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
How can I know that?
somebody else. If I can't, I'm not tough enough to know when it's time to let go.
Oh man, we'd love to let that play. Come sweet Lord above. Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. You know, that was Mary J. Blige's best work right there. The 411. That was Mary J. Blige's. Mary J. Blige. Just want to be happy. Don't you? I sure do. I love that song. Anyway, yes, sir. That's my joint right there. Albert Vega. Yeah. Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige, that was her best work. The 411. That was Mary J. Blige's best work. After that, she just kind of, you know, I don't know. She went commercial. But Mary J. Blige's best work was the 411. Shout out to Abba Vega, says that's what all of us want. Yeah, that's right. That's what all of us want. Just to be happy. Just to be happy. Okay, so, you know, I can't get on my Facebook for some reason. Because I wanted to address what, you know, because I did ask some people, some women actually, what they wanted. And I don't usually talk about this stuff. But, didn't receive a code. Okay. I didn't receive no code. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, 714, 220. Okay. All right. 714, 220. Facebook has gotten tight these days. I mean, you can't even, you know, wow. Okay. So, I asked a few women what they wanted. We're looking at a man, you know. I asked a few women what they wanted. So I'm going to tell you what some of them said. I'm not going to say their names, but I'm going to tell you what some of them said. Okay. See, my thing is this. That you have to be whatever it is you want. You know. You have to be whatever it is that you want. You know what I'm saying? What I mean is that if you want, you know, whatever your list consists of, you have to be able to be that. Like one of the ladies said, love of God. Now I said, what are the top five things that a woman should consider in choosing a man? One of the ladies said, love of God, loyalty, honesty, respect, and financial stability. Another one of the ladies said, a great father for future children, loyalty, genuineness, I'm not sure, be genuine, okay, intelligence, and a great sense of humor, okay. And I didn't think I'd get that response from this, you know, but a lot of ladies responded. So there was a lot of, seven more comments, okay. Another lady said, single, loyal, consistency, religion, and working. Another lady said, consistency, honesty, spiritual life, no ties, meaning no wife or girlfriend. Interesting. Ooh, almost said a name. This lady said, monogamous, commitment, witty, humor, affectionate disposition, good credit, masculine scent, love of salsa music. Okay. Another lady said, connection with God, honesty, good communicator, supportive, understanding, partner to build a successful, solid future. Okay. My niece, now I'm going to put my niece out there. My niece said, money, honesty, personality, spiritual, nurture or nature. Okay. Here's someone else. Spirituality, finance, health, healthy integrity, resume, I believe she said, okay. So I got a lot of different responses. But I think the number one thing out of all the responses was honesty. I believe just about everybody, just about all of the women in my little poll mentioned honesty, just about all the women. So, fellas, honesty, get honest. Or be by yourself. Okay, somebody else posted something. I got to get moved. Oh, yeah. Okay, Sarah. All right. Okay, so somebody chimed in and agreed with another lady who, yeah. So, yeah. So, but and I love all of that, what your ladies are saying, but you have to be whatever it is that you want. See, a lot of times, you know, we go in the restaurant and order a bunch of stuff that we can't pay for. So what I'm saying is that you have to be able to be whatever it is that you want. If you want somebody honest, you got to be honest. If you want somebody loyal, you got to be loyal. If you want somebody who's got a job, you got to have a job. You want somebody who has a car, you got to have a car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't ask for what you cannot provide to that person. Don't ask. You know, and I'm the last person. I've been married more than once, so I'm the last person to give anybody any advice. I've been married this many times, so I'm the last person to give any advice. That don't mean I'm bad. You know, I think the next time is going to work. We'll see. The next time is going to work because I've learned a lot from the first two. So the next time, the third time is going to be a charm. Okay, all right, everybody. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it is on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. And I tell you, yes, I am really so tired of this coronavirus and staying in the house and, you know, and then they said you can't eat in the restaurants. You can go bowl. You can shoot pool. You can smoke cigars. You can do whatever you want, but you can't eat indoors. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you, Governor Murphy, that you can't eat indoors? There's nothing. Nobody's going to be able to control this coronavirus. This coronavirus is going to – everybody in America, I believe, is going to get it at some point. Some people will live and some will die. That's just the bottom line. But there's no way that, I mean, unless there's a virus or a treatment that comes up between, because already we already got 50,000 plus infections, newly discovered people per day. 50,000 per day. People that had been tested, because the testing is off the chain now. It's not like it was before when they were grilling Trump. Now the testing has gone up a level. And there were 50,000. Now we're averaging 50,000 people a day, new infections a day, nationwide. So you know we're gonna have this. We're gonna have this stuff is gonna go to. You know, I believe that, like there's a lot of people who've had it, didn't feel nothing. You know, asymptomatic they call it, where you get it and you don't feel nothing. You just move on away. And if I got it, if I've had it, I don't feel nothing either. But there's no way, I don't believe, without destroying the economy, there's no way to stop the virus. So we're going to have a treatment or a vaccine very soon. Okay, 9 minutes before the hour. So, yeah, so we got a lot going on. Trump has lost it. And see, and Trump is hiking Joe Biden. Joe Biden is only 4 years older than Trump. Trump is 74, and Biden is 78. So Trump is popping game like he's 35, and Biden is 99. Trump, you're only 4 years younger than this man. You're only 4 years younger. So whatever is ailing, Biden is ailing you too, or is getting ready to ail you. So, you know, all of this is nonsense. But y'all know Trump, you know, it's nothing but nonsense. So, 8 minutes before the hour. So, you know, I don't know how this Elijah McClain thing got passes, but I do, you know, I'm hopeful that all of these things that are taking place, all the changes that are taking place, I mean, the money, not necessarily, but the changes, the laws, you know, the everything that is taken. But you see things right now, you see things since the death of George Floyd, you see things that you never saw before. Because it'd be a handful of black people would come out, like in Freddie Gray was a little bit worse, you know, but a handful of black people would come out, tear up some stuff, and that would be it. You know, we never had Congress address what happened to, what's happening to the black man in America these days at the hands of the police. We never had any movement at all, not even the state legislatures. And the ones that pretend that they're all down with us, but don't do nothing when they get to the state, when they get to the state house, them too. So we never had any movement as far as civil rights. And not even when Martin Luther King passed on, when Martin Luther King was killed, nothing. Nobody did nothing. You know, they didn't. The states didn't get together and say, "We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to cut our budgets. We're going to repurpose the police departments. We're going to invest that money in inner city kids." That never happened. So these things that are happening right now today, as a result of the death of George Floyd, are monumental. So I don't take it for granted. I mean, you know, do I feel better yet? No. But no. I still, like, you know, I was, a police were following me today. I was in Bloomfield, New Jersey, the capital of pullovers in America, the capital of traffic stops. Bloomfield, New Jersey. The police is behind me, and I'm like, oh man, am I going to be, you know, am I going to be anyway? So what I turned and he didn't turn. And I wasn't turning to get away from him, but I just happened, I was going where I was going. And I turned my wheel and he kept going straight. So, okay. So anyway, so yeah, so you know, am I totally happy? No. Am I happy about the signs? I mean, not the signs, but the statues being taken down? No, those statues don't mean crap to me. You know, Robert E. Lee, and this general, that general. Yeah, I could care less about that stuff. Because what's it going to change? Now, maybe with the flag, even though it's just a symbol, but the flag in Mississippi, that was the last state to have the Confederate flag in its flag. So Mississippi, you know, I could appreciate that. But as far as the statues coming down, I mean, who cares? Says Ron McCready, says Mitch has to go. Yeah, Mitch has to go. Well, you know, he's got a real challenge. And this Miss McGrath, I think her name is McGrath, who beat the brother. There was a black man who was running against this Miss McGrath, but she had so much money that she just overwhelmed the brother. Gave it a good shot, though. He was a school teacher from down that way in Kentucky. Gave it a good shot. He gave it a little run for money, but in the end, you know, she had more. So now he's going to go. Now, this lady is going to go up against Mitch McConnell. And you're right, Ronald McCready. Mitch McConnell has to go. Mitch McConnell has to go in order for us to move forward. Mitch McConnell has to go and Trump has to go. If those two go, no, but we don't want Biden to agree with everything. So here it is. So I'm interested to see who the running mate is going to be. And I'm thinking, my thinking is today, July 2nd, 2020, I think it's going to be Kamala Harris. That's my own personal thought, not based on what nobody else says, but based on what I know about politics. I think Kamala Harris is going to be the vice presidential nominee. So you heard it right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Kamala Harris will be, I believe, the vice presidential nominee. All right, I got to go, boy. It's like 3 minutes left. Man, I got to get out of here. Anyway, everybody, we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. I think I'm going to do a show outside next week. I'm going to go down to the park, down the block there. Since my laptop is working pretty good, I think I'm going to go down the street and do the Ron Kelly Show from outside. Maybe I'll go, like, downtown Montclair. I'm thinking about doing that, going down downtown Montclair, and maybe have some people come up to the table and get with me on some issues. So maybe we'll do that. I'll make sure I don't have to have a permit for it. Speak to somebody in the police department, make sure
and bring my background and my computers down there and go down there and do a show. I think I'll try to do that. All right, everybody, I'm gonna break. Everybody, do take care of yourself. Remember to get wear that mask. You gotta wash those hands. Whatever they say, do. I know. I saw a video of Dr. Fauci today was saying that don't wear no mask. I mean, one day they say one thing, the next day they say something else. You know why? Because they don't know. They don't know. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. Be safe too, my sister. Love you much. Linda Lombroso is a top fan. See, y'all, some of y'all need to be top fans too now. I don't mean to point my finger at you. Linda Lombroso is a top fan. And see, y'all need to be top fans too. You know, so I'll be looking because I know who the top fans are and who not. So I'll be looking because the computer tells me who the top fan is and who not. Linda Lombroso happens to be a top fan. So I know. So be afraid. Be very afraid. Anyway, I'm breaking out of here. Thank everybody for joining me for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, do take care of yourself. You know, wear your mask. You know, do your thing. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Use your hand sanitizer. Do I have my hand sanitizer? See? Yep, there you go. Hand sanitizer. Keep it in your pocket. Keep it in your pocket. Shout out to you, Albert Vega. Love you, man. Albert Vega, Wednesday night, DWildMusicRadio.com and Albert Vega Show. Spinning the wheels of steel. Putting you in a good mood. Check him out every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on DWildMusicRadio.com. All right, that's it for me. I'm like sweating to death. That's it for me. I'm out of here, everybody. Do take care of yourself. Enjoy your 3-day weekend because I damn sure am. and this morning I'm gonna get up, but I'm gonna get up now. But you know, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna get up. I don't want to say no stuff like that. I'm gonna get up. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna eat some Captain Crunch tomorrow morning when I get up. It's a special morning when I don't have to get up and go to work. Anyway, see you back here next week, everybody. Thank you all for listening, watching, perusing, viewing. See you back here for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show next week. So until then, peace.